Pida, Kim, and Irony were found in Finland, walking in a school. When they walked inside the school, they found a boy being bullied. The bullied had expensive clothes, while the boy just had ripped jeans, an old hoodie, and sneakers. When the bullies went off, the boy saw the trio and went to talk to them. "Hello," said the boy. "Hi, why did those guys bully you?" asked Elpida. "Because they are rich and I'm pretty poor. My parents do not have a job," said the boy sadly.
"Hey, do you want to be friends with us?" Elpida asked kindly. "My name is Elpida," she continued. "And mine's Kim and mine's Irin. Yes, my name is Toivo." Just then, the bell rang. "Okay, see you guys after the break," said Toivo as he ran inside the classroom. Then the trio ran to the playgrounds and found a girl named Rauha. They all in the trios to each other. "Do you know Toivo?" asked Irin. "Yes, I do. He is pretty fun guy, to be honest," Rauha said. "Well, do you wanna to meet him next break?" asked Irin. "Try to help Toivo find friends and stop being Lanil and the school." Rauha agreed gladly as she had already noticed that Toivo spent a lot of time alone and that made it an easy target for being bullied.
During the break, the four went to meet Toivo. Toivo was being bullied again, but this time the group went to protect him. They tried to go between Toivo and the bullies. Meanwhile, Rauha said, "Imagine what it would feel like to be bullied yourself. Just hold a mirror and reflect on your bad behavior. It's not fair to be bullied at all. And even less fair to be bullied about a thing you can't control." And just then, the mirror that Irony was holding glowed in a red color, helping the bullies to understand their mistakes. They said, "You know what? I want to stop this. I'm sorry we bullied you, Toivo," said one of the kids courageously. "That's okay. We can be friends." From now on, Toivo said happily. The children sat under a tree and shared their stories with the children from Finland. And then Toivo and his friends learned about the children revolutions in Cyprus to bring peace between two sides. They also learned about the revolution in Germany for accepting and respecting the different children. Last, they learned what it's like to be a refugee and what it is needed for welcoming and including refugees in their new home, away from their motherland.
Let's all go to the trip to Koli, a place I love it, all very beautiful. Landscape with a big lake that resembles the mirror that was with you in your long journey. A journey that's helping us all to get dead Toivo. Koli was indeed a magic place for the final gathering. Before returning home, they stood all at the top of the hill looking, mesmerized all the beautiful lake that was ahead. Toivo turned a stone into the lake, setting its mirror-like surface in a series of homocentric circles that seemed to be continued forever.